Good morning. This is Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. This time of year, it seems we gather more than ever to dine out with friends and family. But where should you go? Today, we're going to talk about restaurants in the area that may be just right for a holiday gathering. Joining me are creator of the EpiVentures food blog and cookbook author, Courtney Sartoris, Cincinnati Magazine dining editor Donna Kovret, and restaurant critic for the Cincinnati Inquirer, Polly Campbell. You can find her restaurant reviews in the Inquirer on Fridays. We'd also like to hear about your favorite restaurants. You can email your suggestions and questions to impact@wvxu.org or post them on our Facebook page. Good morning.
Good morning.
Certainly glad to have you all here today.
Thank you.
I thought a good way to start, before we just start naming restaurants, is to define what the characteristics of a good restaurant are. And how would you really define, what are some of the things you really look for in a good restaurant?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know if people ask me that very often.
Good morning at 91.7 WVXU. It's 7:04. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. 57 degrees in Cincinnati, 53 in Dayton. For the most part, Cincinnati homeowners will not face an increase in the city portion of their property tax bills for next year. Council's Budget and Finance Committee voted yesterday to keep the rate the same for the part of the tax that goes to the general fund. But there will be a slight increase for capital purposes. That's to allow the city to meet its bonding requirements. Councilmember Christopher Smitherman is against that higher millage rate.
I just can't see us passing on more cost to taxpayers who have struggled. They have people in their homes that both people have lost their jobs. That people have exhausted their individual retirement accounts.
The city manager had suggested increasing both property tax rates to help ease a projected general fund deficit and to pay for some needed capital projects, but there was not majority support for his plan. That disappointed Councilmember Yvette Simpson.
A balance sheet has two sides, and revenue is one of them, and expenses are another. And in the last decade, we have basically tied our hands on the revenue side, but we continue to ask the same question. How do we get to a structurally balanced budget? Well, you can't get to a structurally balanced budget if you're only affecting one side of the balance sheet.
The full council will formalize the property tax rates today during a special meeting this afternoon. The Cincinnati City Hall atrium project is in limbo. Six council members voted yesterday calling on administrators to cease and desist from any further work on the plan. Their action was in the form of a motion, and the funding for the atrium was in an ordinance. Officials say an ordinance is needed to officially stop the project. It would be up to Mayor Mark Mallory to refer such an item to the appropriate committee, but that may not happen since he's been the biggest cheerleader for the project. Councilmember Charlie Winburn had some advice for city staff.
Someone said at one time, read my lips, but I want the administration to hear this. Don't bring any more of these dumb ideas like that before city council.
Council may vote again today on the motion to stop the project, but any ordinance wouldn't be ready until the August meeting. The city manager told the six members who want the project stopped he'll follow their direction and stop any work. More than 100 people filled the council chamber at City Hall yesterday asking for support to revitalize Music Hall. Many in the group were wearing small stickers that said, Save Music Hall. Everyone agrees the facility needs a makeover. The issue is, who will own the building? Right now it belongs to the city, and officials balked at turning it over to the Music Hall Revitalization Company. That group says the project would go smoother if it had possession. Short of that transfer, the company had proposed a 99-year lease, but some city leaders don't like that idea any better. City Solicitor John Kerp had many questions about the proposal.
I would not at this stage recommend accepting this lease in the form that it is without a chance to negotiate the legal elements. The business terms of those are up to the administration and council to determine whether they're willing to accept the business terms of the agreement.
City officials also say it would be impossible to meet the group's demand of providing $10 million of funding for the project this year. The city had wanted to give that support in yearly contributions for the next decade. Resident Tony Barkley testified and supports turning the facility over to the revitalization company.
I think it's time City Hall got out of the music business. You need to let the building go, and it needs to be turned over to people who can run it, revitalize it, and bring back the Washington Park area.
There was nothing on the budget and finance agenda yesterday related to Music Hall. It's possible council could hold a special meeting next week to discuss the issue. Ohio has done little to battle illegal immigration, but now the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on Arizona's crackdown plan, and an Ohio legislator is vowing to move ahead with a mini version for the Buckeye State. Statehouse correspondent Bill Cohen has this report.
Part of Arizona's crackdown has been tossed out, but a key part has been ruled okay by the high court. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Matt Latos fanned a personal best 13 batters in his second career complete game last night, leading the Reds to a 3-1 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. The NL Central leaders won for only the second time in seven games, still two games ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mild today, the high 80, clear and comfortable tonight, the low 56 and sunny and hotter tomorrow, getting up to 88. It's 57 in Cincinnati. It is Monday morning, and that means it's time to talk with WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a busy weekend for some folks because there's an election in Kentucky tomorrow.
There is. The question is whether anybody's going to show up. it looked like about 2 months ago that this...
Good morning, John. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Well, things have been looking pretty good for the Reds. Their magic number is shrinking. How do you think the team's doing? Is it going to make it to the playoffs?
Yeah, it would take a collapse of monumental proportions for them not to make it. That kind of thing has happened in the past, but they're just so far ahead right now. I think it's just a matter of clinching quickly and getting some players rested for the postseason.
Well, let's talk about that. What do they have to do to get the team ready to do to get ready for postseason play as opposed to just this day-to-day play they've been going through now?
Well, you always worry about the pitching, particularly the starting pitching. But in the case of the Reds, I think one of their key guys, Marianne, is